Anyone else fancy a Sultan?
With a restaurant on campus and delivery in town from the Caton Road store, Sultan's has everything you need to take a night out from bland to delicious. Don't let the end of the night be the end of the fun with Sultan of Lancaster Experience. Open till 4 a.m. Monday to Saturday and 2 a.m. on Sundays.
Your music, your news, your sport. This is 95.3 Balearic FM.
I said, ooh, come on, baby, turn the lights off. Ooh, cause it's getting late. I said, ooh, I know you're gonna try to hang tough. Ooh, you shouldn't hesitate.
From Lancaster, this is 95.3 Balearic FM.
Well, good morning Lancaster and good morning to Great Britain. This is the Big Balearic Breakfast broadcast with Sam Brothers on 95.3 FM. It's just past 8 a.m. on the 10th of February 2026. Hard to believe it's so far into the year already. Stick around, we've got a great show coming for you, as always. We've got a great spotlight session coming up, and we're going to start you off right now with some Eddie Grant. Eddie Grant, let's get going.
Now in the street there is fire.
Was Eddie Grant and his Grammy-nominated hit Electric Avenue starting off our show today. Now, it is Valentine's Day this Saturday, and if, like me, you're going to be avoiding Valentine's posts on social media like the plague, let's have a look at what's going on around campus, whether you're celebrating with someone or flying solo. So tonight at 6:30, the Craft Society are holding a Valentine's paper crafts event in Welcome Centre Lecture Theatre 2. So if you want to make some homemade heartfelt gifts for your special someone or just for yourself, that might be one to check out. Alternatively, if you're really like me and the way to your heart is through some good home baking, Filed are collaborating with the Baking Society to host a cupcake decorating activity in Filed Common Room tonight at 7. Switching gears quite significantly now, we've got the inaugural 2026 Lancaster Local Government Lecture on Wednesday at noon in the Management School. Councillor Matthew Brown, leader of the City of Preston, will talk about the future of the Lancashire region in Lecture Theatre 15. So not exactly your ideal date, but it's a good one to attend if you're wanting to stay clued into what's going on in Lancashire politics. Now back to the lovey-dovey stuff. Filed seems to be gunning for the Best Partner Award this year, as they've got another event on Wednesday, and this time it's Valentine's DIY, where you can make your own phone, charm or bracelet for your loved ones from 2 p.m. in the Filed Common Room. And if you really want to get brownie points with your other halves, Boland are hosting a bouquet-making session in their Common Room on Thursday at 6 p.m. They'll provide the flowers and supplies, so all you need to do is show up. And in that vein, Lancaster's annual charity Valentine's Roses Sale is back on Friday in Alexandra Square, making sure everyone gets a beautiful rose for Valentine's. Because who doesn't love flowers? I still remember some friends of mine got me flowers a few years ago when I moved to Canada, and it's still one of the more thoughtful gifts anyone's ever gotten me. So that's it for our campus roundup this week. Coming up now, we've got some more great music, starting with Jake Bug and Lightning Bolt.
Morning, it's another pure grey morning. Don't know what the day is holding, and I get up right home and I walk right into the path of a lightning bolt. flying right through the center of town, and no one blinks an eye, and I look up to the sky for the path of a lightning ball. Met her as the angels parted for her. She only brought me torture. That's what happens when it's you that's standing in the path of a lightning ball. Everyone I see just walks the walk. People tell you not to take chances, and they'll tell you that there aren't any answers. And I was starting to agree, but I woke suddenly in the path of a lightning ball. Fortune, people talking all about fortune. Do you make it or does it just call you? In the blinking of an eye, just another passerby in the path of a lightning ball. Everyone I see just walks the walk with grit. I was lying back, gazing skyward, when the moment got shattered. I remember what she said, and then she fled in the path of a lightning ball.
Your music, your news, your sport. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM. Your news, your sport. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, that was Black Friday, Pretty Like the Sun by Tom Odell and remixed by Lost Frequencies. Let's head over to the sports desk now, where Arsenal remains 6 points clear at the top of the Premier League following a comfortable 3-0 win over Sunderland at the weekend. Manchester City keep up the pressure though with a dramatic late Haaland strike, clinching all 3 points against Liverpool at Anfield. And Manchester United continue their resurgence under Michael Carrick with a 2-0 win over Spurs, who had outspoken captain Christian Romero sent off early on for a reckless challenge. Looking over to the US, we had the Super Bowl took place on Sunday, and the Seattle Seahawks are champions once again, beating the New England Patriots 29-13 in Santa Clara to claim their second Super Bowl title. Running back Kenneth Walker III stole the show with 135 rushing yards, earning himself Super Bowl MVP, the first running back to do so since 1998. And quarterback Sam Darnold threw for 202 yards and a touchdown, completing one of the league's great redemption stories. The Patriots were struggling throughout, with quarterback Drake May sacked 6 times as Seattle's defense absolutely dominated on the field. In cricket, the T20 World Cup is well underway in Ahmedabad, Pakistan, with some near misses happening among the tournament favorites, including England, who scored a narrow 4-run win over Minnows Nepal in their first match. Next up for England is the West Indies on Wednesday afternoon. At the Winter Olympics, one of the big stories continues to be American skier Lindsey Vonn, who remains stable after a serious crash that ended her medal hopes. The skiing legend was airlifted from the mountain following the incident, and that comes after she chose to ignore a ruptured ACL sustained just before the Olympics started. Elsewhere, heartbreak for Team GB's Kirsty Muir, who missed out on an Olympic medal by just 0.41 points, leaving the freestyle skier in tears after a narrow and painful near miss. But it isn't all disappointment. Britain is also making headlines off the snow. Curling star Bruce Mowat received an unexpected moment of fame when Snoop Dogg asked him for a photo during a mixed doubles competition, adding a dash of celebrity sparkle to Team GB's Olympic journey. And as the games continue, Team GB's wider squad remains optimistic, with a blend of seasoned performers and emerging talents pushing for what could become one of their strongest Winter Olympic campaigns yet. Now let's switch to entertainment, where fans were stunned as the first look at Ryan Gosling in Star Wars Starfighter dropped, a gritty ocean set sequence that's already generating huge buzz online that's due to release later this year. Back to the Super Bowl, Latin megastar Bad Bunny performed a medley of his top hits at the Super Bowl on Sunday in a star-studded show that featured surprise appearances from Lady Gaga, Ricky Martin, Cardi B, Jessica Alba and Pedro Pascal. The Puerto Rican singer, also known as Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, became the first male solo Latin artist to perform the halftime show, having recently won Album of the Year at the Grammys. And sitting in the stands, Kim Kardashian and Lewis Hamilton made their first public appearance together after weeks of speculation about their romance, along with actor Jon Hamm, who previously shared his love for Bad Bunny. The halftime show carried a very important message for the world right now, that the only thing more powerful than hate is love. That's it for the news this week. Heading into some more great song choices before our travel update, starting with Pitbull, Afrojack, Nia, and Neo with Give Me Everything.
Me not working hard. Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive, I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Nia, Neo, that's right.
Tonight, I will know love you tonight. Give me everything tonight. For all we know. fall on top of your girl. What I'm involved with is deeper than the Masons, baby, baby. And it ain't no secret. My family's from Cuba, but I'm an American. I don't get money like secrets. Put it on my life, baby. I make it feel right, baby. Can't promise tomorrow, but I promise tonight. Darling.
Excuse me, and I might drink a little more than I should tonight. And I might take you home with me if I could tonight. And baby, I'ma make you feel so good tonight. Cause we might not get tomorrow.
Listening to 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Forget the day and dream. dream of a girl I used to know.
Listening to 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, that was Boston and More Than a Feeling, taking us up to 27 minutes past 8. Now let's take a look at the weather and travel across Lancaster and the surrounding area as we get going this morning. Weather first, and it's a cold, wintry start out there today. Temperatures this morning are sitting around 2 to 3 degrees, and with a light breeze, it does feel colder than that when you step outside. Mostly cloudy across the area at the moment, though it is largely dry, which is some good news for the morning commute. There may be the odd patch of mist or low cloud around first thing, particularly in more sheltered or rural spots, but that should slowly lift as the morning goes on. Even so, temperatures aren't expected to rise much, so it's going to stay chilly right through the morning, and with that grey winter sky hanging around. Turning to travel, it's a fairly typical weekday rush hour shaping up. Traffic is building steadily on the main routes into Lancaster, with slower moving queues through the city centre and along the A6, especially near major junctions and traffic lights. The good news is the temporary traffic lights and roadworks that were stretched along the A6 in various places have largely disappeared now, so that should be moving properly. The M6 around junction 34 is also seeing heavier volumes this morning, particularly on the slip roads as drivers join the motorway, and drivers should be aware this weekend that there will be two lanes closed both on the northbound and southbound stretches of the M6 between junctions 35 and 33 due to roadworks overnight, so just watch out for the traffic at the weekend. But there's nothing unusual for this time of day. It is worth viewing a few extra minutes if you're heading north or south. So overall, cold but mostly settled start. Just give yourself a little extra time, wrap up warm and take it steady on the roads. That's the latest weather and traffic for Lancaster this morning. We've got our spotlight session coming up next, and introduce us, here's the instantly recognisable Mumford & Sons with I Will Wait.
Will you forgive? well as strong, and use my head alongside my heart. So tame my flesh and fix my eyes, a tethered mind freed from the lies.
Well, that was Mumford & Sons with I Will Wait, kicking off our Spotlight session this week, and one of their most famous songs. Now, Mumford & Sons, they are an English folk rock band formed in the Greater London area in 2007, consisting of Marcus Mumford, the lead vocalist, guitarist and drummer, alongside Ted Duane on backup vocals and guitar, and Ben Lovett on backup vocals and keyboard. They've released 5 studio albums with a 6th coming imminently, but more on that later. The song you just heard came out at a time when Mumford & Sons were absolutely everywhere, and that mix of big choruses, banjos and earnest emotion just connected with a lot of people. It's hopeful, it's restless, and it's got a sense of momentum in there. But in their early years, there was a slightly rougher edge to them, and the next song is a really good example of that. Little Lion Man, which is what we're going to play for you now, was one of the tracks that first put them on the map, and it's a bit sharper, a bit angrier, and a lot more self-critical. So if I Will Wait is them looking outward, then this one is turning things inward again. So here's Little Lion Man.
My man, you'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man, you're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rake yourself, take all the courage you have left and waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really f***ed it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear? Tremble for yourself, my man, you know that you have seen this all before. Tremble, little lion man, you'll never settle any of your scores. Your grace is wasted in your face, your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Now learn from your mother, or I'll spend your days biting your own neck.
But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear?
Well, that was Little Lion Man by Mumford & Sons, one of their earliest and most iconic hits. Now, as we've just heard, one of the things Mumford & Sons have always done well is letting songs be uncomfortable. They don't tidy things up too much, and they're not afraid of sitting with regret or frustration. And the next track takes that emotional honesty and kind of slows it right down. White Blank Page is much quieter, much more stripped back, and it really lets the lyrics do the work here. It's gained popularity recently as somewhat of a protest song, but actually the lyrics are more focused on the aftermath of a failed, unbalanced relationship, highlighting themes of unrequited love, betrayal, and the emotional void left behind. So it's probably one of my absolute favourites by them. It's fantastic. So here it is. Take a listen. This is White Blank Page.
Next to her and give her your heart, your heart as well as your body. And can you lie next to her and confess your love as well as your folly? And can you kneel before the king and say, I'm clean, I'm clean? But tell me now, where was my fault in loving you with my whole heart? Oh, tell me now, where was my fault in loving you with my whole heart? Think when you sent me to the brink, to the brink. You desired my attention, but denied my affection.
So tell me now, where was my fault in loving you with my whole heart? Oh, tell me now, where was my fault in loving you with my whole heart?
Student sound.
Well, that was White Blank Page by Mumford and Sons, and it hits hard, that one, and it's been experiencing a revival in recent months, which I love because it's fantastic. Fun fact, actually, Marcus Mumford is married to the actress Carey Mulligan, which I only just learned like 2 seconds ago, so just a fun bit of trivia there for you. But to finish up this Mumford & Sons spotlight, I wanted to end on something that feels a bit different again. Over the years, they've never been afraid to kind of stretch out, collaborate, play around with the sound, and that's led to some interesting moments in the music industry for them. And this final track is a collaboration with Hozier on their most recent album, Prize Fighter, which hasn't fully released yet. This was released as a single to kind of draw attention to the album. The full album is releasing on the 20th of February, so in 10 days. And a collaboration with Hozier makes a huge amount of sense, because they both sit in that same space where folk, soul, and emotional songwriting kind of overlap. And their voices work really well together. And so it's a great way to close things out. Still thoughtful, but with full, but a little bit of lift and movement to it. So this is their one of their most recent singles. We're wrapping up the spotlight session with it. It's Rubber Band Man by Mumford & Sons and featuring Hozier.
When you can't win for losing, and the beggars start choosing the chaos in your head, calls the cracks to start showing, all knowing, all glowing with the light of the dying to raise the dead. Oh, you're a world away, but you're still the same. I know you by your heart, and I won't call you by your name. And it's a long way from the crack to the break. You know,
steady yourself in your tumbleweed words. Be a street corner preacher or just feed the birds. But don't hold to yourself with hard mortar and stone. Be a rubber band man, make the water your bone. Dying just to live now.
that you like. And I am free and I'm able to call you the second that you die. Just to live now. You're a world away, but you're still the same. I know you by your heart now. I'll call you by your name. And it's a long way from the cradle to the grave. You know that I remember everything. When I said forever, you said get back in the car. Nothing lasts forever, baby. No, it breaks my heart. Skin, red lips in the dark, nothing lost forever, babe. You know it breaks my heart. Put a shiver on your skin, do your hair in the car. If nothing lost forever, babe, then can we make a start?
95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, that was Rubber Band Man by Mumford & Sons and featuring Hozier, finishing off our spotlight session for the week. Hope you enjoyed that. Let's switch gears now and share some good news to brighten the morning, something positive that's actually happening in the world right now. And this week, one story that really stood out comes from the world of conservation and wildlife, and it's genuinely uplifting. Now, regular listeners to the show will know that we at the Big Bailrig Breakfast broadcast love animals. And researchers have just reported that the North Atlantic right whale, one of the world's most endangered whale species, has welcomed a record number of calves this season. Now, these whales undertake a long and risky migration each year, and with only around 380 individual whales left, every new calf is a huge deal for the future of the species. And this year's birth count has now hit 21 calves, which is the highest total in 15 years. And that gives scientists real hope that these gentle giants might be on a slow path back from the brink. And what makes this especially heartening is just how fragile this population is. North Atlantic right whales face dangers like busy shipping lanes and tangled fishing gear. So for so many calves to be born and survive this season is a hopeful sign that conservation efforts are working and that nature can surprise us with resilience when given a fighting chance. And it's the sort of story that can remind us that even in a world full of headlines about problems and setbacks, progress can happen quietly and meaningfully, one small life at a time. So if you're feeling a bit weighed down today, here's some good news to carry with you. New life is being welcomed in a species once thought teetering on extinction, and that is something worth celebrating. So hopefully that brings a little bit of a jump start to your day. Now, we're almost finished for today. It's 10 minutes to 9, but we've got another song for you now. And if my dad is listening to the show right now, this is one that's very much up his street, so I think he'll enjoy this one. It's Given with For Tonight.
stay behind closed doors. Cause all I wanna do is lie with you. Even though it's wrong, I lie with you.
Live from Lancaster, this is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, folks, that's all we've got time for today. As always, I do hope you've enjoyed the show. And if you would like to ever be featured on any of our segments, if you'd like to be interviewed on our show, talk about something you're doing, then you can message me on Instagram at Samuel Carruthers. Alternatively, you can head to bailrigfm.co.uk to learn more about our student radio station. We're going to leave you with It's a Shame by First Aid Kit. This has been the Big Bailrig Breakfast broadcast with Sam Carruthers on Tuesday, the 10th of February 2026. We're just coming up on 9 a.m. now. We'll be back next Tuesday at 8 a.m. as always. So have a great rest of the week. Happy Valentine's Day and goodbye.
You're listening to 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Anyone else fancy a Sultan's?
With a restaurant on campus and delivery in town from the Caton Road store, Sultan's has everything you need to take a night out from bland to delicious. Don't let the end of the night be the end of the fun with Sultan of Lancaster experience. Open till 4am Monday to Saturday and 2am on Sundays.
Your music, your news, your sport. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.